This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. I'm a very suspicious fellow, you know. Anyway, welcome to the show. Lots of things going on. Yes, and if you're a new California fan, and there is a multitude of fans, I might add, boy, what a sobering experience I've had over the last 72 hours. Since declaring independence from the state of California. It's breathless. That's all I can say. It's just absolutely breathless. More on that later. But will DACA survive? Don't think so. Trump says, well, you know, you did bring me a deal, Democrats. Doesn't look like that's going to go. But is there going to be a shutdown? Are we going to be shut down from governance? I don't know. Probably not a bad idea. Now, who loses on something like that? Well, who loses is the government, and who wins are the people. So I say go for the shutdown. Heck yeah. What is there? There's a lot to lose for the government, folks. Not much for us. Listen, we've gone through these government shutdown things before, these bluffs and blood, you know, all this stuff. Bluff and bluster. That's what I'm looking for. So I say go for it. Just, you know, listen, I am in a rebellious mood. I have no idea why I might be in a rebellious mood. Do you? No, I have no idea. Anyway, so if you're not familiar with the radio show, please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. And I want to thank everybody, literally hundreds, now thousands of emails and communications in regards to the New California State movement. It has gone viral. It's continuing to go viral. There's going to be more press about this. Grievance number one. This is the special announcement for today. Grievance number one against the state of California will be read the 23rd of January, 2018, at a location, actually three locations over New California territory. That's what will be happening. So, anyway, the movement moves forward. And there will be a meeting Saturday. That's this Saturday, the 20th, in Marysville, California, on B Street. Marysville, California. And that's going to be a meeting for the New California Movement folks. We'll be in there. The county representatives will be having a wonderful time in that meeting. Anyway, if you want to find out about the grievance, you can go to newcaliforniastate.com. There is a release about the grievance. We have not yet disclosed the locations for this event. We are going to be laying down the first grievance, which concerns itself with Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. So you might be wanting to pay attention to that. Look that up. Because why? Because you want to be informed and you want to dig for the facts. You want to dig for the truth. You know, what people are finding is it is a joy, if you will. It's a wonderful joy to dig for the truth. And that's what we're all about, is digging for the truth here on Agenda 21 Radio. As many of you do know, we absolutely love to dig for the truth, and that's what we do here. So visit our website, agenda21radio.news. So you got two websites to look at. You've got to look at the website for New California. That's newcaliforniastate.com. And you got to look for the website for... Are you ready for this? Agenda21radio.news. Okay. Now, here's a thing that's happened, and we're going to go right down through some of the Drudge stuff that I popped this up earlier this morning. We've been up since about 2:30 California time. Okay. Just show prep. Okay. This is some of the stuff that's catching our eyes right now. Great. Jobless claims lowest since 1973. Trump announces fake news award winners. We're going to cover that one. Flake speaks to nearly empty chamber. Okay. That's kind of like it's a tree falls in the forest. Can anybody hear it? There's no one around. Does it make a noise, in other words? Okay. Anyway, the shutdown fear grips D.C. Don't you love it when you listen to them squeal? That's a wonderful thing. Cut off that money. Money, money, money. It's all about money, money, money. Anyway, so these are some of the things. But I want to get into another one that's a big one. Big one. Cook discovers new America. Cook discovers new America. Apple to pay $38 billion in taxes on cash overseas and build new U.S. campus. Now, this is from the Wall Street Journal, where this is all coming out. And... this is kind of interesting. It's an article. It says, Apple Incorporated said it would pay a one-time tax of $38 billion on its overseas cash holdings and ramp up spending in the United States as it seeks to emphasize its contributions to the American economy after years of taking criticism for outsourcing manufacturing to China. China, China, China. I'm reading this off of my Apple computer, I might add. We have a multitude of Apple computers here in the studio. And they're working just, well, Apple-licious. The world's most valuable publicly traded company laid out its plans on Wednesday in a statement that was full of big dollar figures, though it said that much of the money reflected Apple's current pace of spending. Apple said it would invest $30 billion in capital spending in the U.S. over 5 years that would create more than 20,000 jobs. The total includes a new campus, which initially will house technical support for customers, and $10 billion towards data centers across the country. It also will expand from $1 billion to $5 billion, a fund established last year for investing in advanced manufacturing in the United States. Now, I don't know about you, but if you've got your New California thinking cap on, I hate it when this happens. Apple's $38 billion tax commitment is the largest such sum announced in response to the major overhaul of U.S. tax code that President Donald J. Trump signed into law last year. Remember that. It's the last year now. I mean, come on. That's the first time I've read that statement in what we're 18 days into the new year. Last year, 2017, that one, that year that went by. Can't you wait for 2018? The last year thing. Okay. So it says that That law included an incentive for U.S. companies to bring home offshore holdings, with companies required to pay a one-time tax of 15% on overseas profits held in cash and other liquid assets. Now, I think that's a pretty good deal, actually, the 15%, but you know, this is big money. This is like really big money. U.S. companies have long pushed for such a change to enable them to repatriate overseas cash without what they considered an excessive tax hit. Apple on Wednesday cited the tax changes as the reason for its $38 billion payment. It didn't say how much of its $252.3 billion in overseas $2 billion with a B, overseas cash holdings it plans to bring home, though it will be the vast majority of the chief executive, Tim Cook, told ABC News in an interview. Wow. He's going to bring it home. Bring in the cash, baby. All that was me. It's not written in the Wall Street Journal. All told, Apple said it would directly contribute $350 billion to the U.S. economy over the next 5 years, with the bulk, about $55 billion this year, for example, coming from ongoing spending on parts and services from U.S. suppliers. That number also includes the federal tax payment and capital spending. Mr. Cook touted the plans as building on Apple's support for U.S. economy. We have a deep sense of responsibility to give back to our country and the people who help make our success possible, he said. Well, how about Mr. Cook consider building a new California? Boy, don't you love when a plan comes together?
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Oh. There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so let's get on the train. All aboard with Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so Apple is, look at this Apple deal. Pay $38 billion in taxes, and they're going to bring onshore to America, back to America. It says about a lot of its $350 billion that it has overseas. I think that's the right number. Yeah, $350. It says Apple will directly contribute $350 billion to the U.S. economy over the next 5 years. Hello? Hello? And that's because of a tax plan. Now, they're planning on building a new campus, too, at someplace else. Now, listen, Apple, right next door is going to be New California. Let's think about this. You're just, in fact, one portion of New California has been petitioning, or a portion that wants to be in New California has been petitioning where you have an Apple location. I might add, I'm not, some sort of Apple distribution center. I'm not at liberty to say exactly where that is. I'm just telling you that we are in negotiations in New California with places that have Apple locations. Now, perish the thought that Apple computer could just go right down the road out of Silicon Valley into New California. Let's think about that one with a huge, huge tax benefit to Apple Computer. Because, and anybody else who wants to bring in a new business, right? Business. Bezos, come on. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Apple Computer. Now, let's check this out. Why wouldn't New California? And, you know, I'm just sheer speculation, exercising my First Amendment right here. But sheer speculation, why wouldn't Apple consider just moving right down the road? It's got its own people, its own population. I mean, my God, this is just brilliant stroke of thinking here. But, I mean, serious, let's connect the dots. Okay, on national radio, right now, you're connecting dots. This is open negotiations with Apple Computer. Tim Cook, are you hearing? Can you hear me, brother? He probably hates that. Could you hear me, brother? No. All right, so to all of my listeners out there, what do you think? That's a pretty good idea. I mean, that is just a wonderful idea, I think. It says, Trump praised Apple's announcement on Twitter, saying his policies allowed the tech giant to bring massive amounts of money back to the United States. He added, huge win for the American workers and the USA. Apple didn't provide historical comparisons for some of the figures it gave Wednesday. Didn't. Oh, that's suspicious. Tinfoil hat. There you go. The company previously said it planned $16 billion in capital expenditures worldwide in the fiscal year that ends this September, up from $14.9 billion the previous year. However, Apple doesn't break out its spending in the U.S., making it difficult to gauge how much of the $30 billion over 5 years it announced Wednesday is new. Just a billion here, a billion there. We can't put it. Is it 30 or 31 billion? Or is it 25 and they're lying about the other five? These numbers are spectacular numbers. I mean, but we got to be suspicious about them. I know it's our job in the Wall Street Journal. But I get that. Tony Scarucci, an analyst at Sanford C. Bernstein and Company, said Apple's plans are in line with Trump administration goals, but it isn't clear how many of the commitments are new. And he said the company could deliver on these commitments with existing cash flow without needing to tap cash holdings. It's a nice number, really. This is what he says in the article. It's a nice number. It's spectacular. It's ginormous, this number. Okay, settle down. All right, I got it. Where is it? Oh, here it is, just handed to me. Just in my grubby little paws, a fresh brew. We brewed off Agenda 21 coffee. By the way things going around here, we're going to be into three or four pots by the end of the day. Let's talk about spectacular numbers. Jeez, we should be holding stock in New California. Is there a stock to buy? Anyway, it says it's a nice number and puts a foot forward in line where the administration wants to go with adding jobs and building in the United States, he said. But it's not clear these investments were impacted in any way by tax reform. Oh, God, you idiot. He must be a holdout for the Dems. What a moron. Tony, buddy, come on, get it together. Of course they did that. In fact, we don't have the audio clip. Where is the audio clip? We don't have the audio clip here of that going on. Anyway, okay. We don't have that in any forms. I can't believe that. Tax reform. Okay. Apple has faced criticism over the past decade for overseas manufacturing of its iPhones, of which it has sold more than 1 billion. Rather than making them domestically, Mr. Trump, during the presidential campaign, blasted the company for outsourcing. He later called on Apple to build a factory in the United States. And last year, Mr. Cook promised to build 3 plants in the United States. Apple also has been the poster child for parking overseas profits offshore, and U.S. lawmakers and others have claimed the company sought to avoid U.S. and international taxes. You know, I don't blame Apple. God, are you kidding me? Do you blame them? I mean, just think of yourself personally. Well, look at what we're doing. Look what's been happening in this country. Look what's happening in California. Hello. Hello. Look what's been happening in California. Apple has responded over the past years by pointing to its spending on procurement in the U.S. and the size of the so-called app economy spawned by the iPhone, which the company says has created more than 1.6 million U.S. jobs. I would suspect it's probably higher than that, but when you get over $100,000, it gets to be a complicated number now, doesn't it? So you go from $100,000 to a million. You know, a billion represents 1,000 million, guys. Okay. A billion is 1,000 million. And 1,000 billion is a trillion. Get it? Okay. So now, if you're talking about half a billion, get it? It says the tax overhaul's one-time levy on overseas cash is often referred to as a repatriation tax, although it applies whether companies leave their foreign profits overseas or bring them to the U.S. It is intended as a transition from the previous tax system, under which the U.S. taxed all worldwide profits of all of an American company except those kept overseas, to the new system, in which the U.S. won't tax most foreign profits at all. Companies may choose to pay the one-time tax over 8 years. The $38 billion in taxes Apple owes reflects its growth in the decades since Congress last reduced taxes on overseas holdings in 2006. Apple recorded a tax charge. Okay. Anyway, so listen. Let's get in contact with the Apple folks, and see if we can't bring Apple into New California. I'm sorry, listen, I'm not trying to take jobs from other parts of the nation. In fact, I will venture this. We can spread the wealth. We can be the good little socialist, and Apple will step, because Apple's got allegiances and relationship. We understand that. But it has no desire to work in the California business environment because it's just raping Apple, the taxes, the overburden regulations, and so on. So now we're just miles away. There's other states also. You've got Texas that could be perfect for something like this. We understand that. Why not spread the wealth? Because you already have Texas operations, but you already have California. Now you can move it over to New California and get the tax advantage, because California's tax system is devastating to anybody, and its regulations is devastating, CARB and all this stuff. And New California won't have any of that nonsense. So right away, the underburden, if you will, it'll be an underburden rather than an overburden in California, New California. So that's why I say opportunities abound for Apple Computer in New California and also in other parts of the nation, especially those states that have a similar system to what we're going to develop, and we're going to develop similar to what they have. So maybe we can get some consistency amongst the states from tax overburden so we don't have the extremes. I know California is the extreme. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Yeah!
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Here we go with Fox.
One day away, just one day, lawmakers are under mounting pressure to deliver a deal on Dreamers. Garrett Tenney is live for us in Washington, D.C. with the last-ditch efforts. Good morning, Garrett.
Heather, good morning. And both parties are already playing the game blame game over that impending government shutdown. Democrats continue to refuse to vote for any spending bill that doesn't include a resolution for DACA. And they have been accusing Republicans of playing politics with the Dreamers. But last night, Congresswoman Martha McSally said, in reality, it's the Democrats who are playing politics over keeping our military funded.
There is a fake deadline created by the Democrats holding them hostage. And while our troops are over there risking their lives for us, these guys are around, excuse my language, trying to come up with some issue that's not even in a top 20 priority of the American people.
We are expecting a vote on a proposed spending bill later today, and while most Democrats are not expected to support it, there are also questions about whether or not Republicans can build enough support among their own to pass it. House Freedom Caucus members are pushing for a vote on a tough immigration bill in order for their help to pass a spending bill, but even if that immigration bill passes, it would essentially be dead on arrival in the Senate. Last night, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly said he is still optimistic some kind of a deal will be reached before tomorrow's deadline.
I spent a fair amount of time on the Hill today speaking to members of Congress, both sides of the aisle, and frankly, both sides of the Hill, and it would seem that they have the votes to continue funding the military, take care of the child health care issue, and perhaps some other things. So as I understand it, they have the votes, and they're fairly confident.
Yesterday, President Trump also indicated that negotiations still have a ways to go before any deal is reached on immigration. In an interview with Reuters, he slammed a bipartisan deal that was reached last week by a group of moderate congressmen, saying, "It's the opposite of what I campaigned for. It's horrible for the security of our country." The president did go on to say he is still hopeful they can reach a deal, but he did say time is running out. Heather?
Yeah, it certainly is, to say the least. Garrett Tenney, live for us from D.C. Thank you.
Well, well, well. Here we go again. They're not going to shut it down. I don't think they have the chutzpah. I'm talking about the Dems now. I think they're in a corner, a big, big corner. And I don't think that they're going to go along with it. That's just my play on it. And you know, I'm just a person, just like you. I don't think that they're going to go for it. I think that they're going to back down. Okay, so what does that mean? Here's what Trump has been. This is how he's hammering them. The Twitter thing going on. A government. This is from Trump. This was done yesterday. No, it's done this morning. Okay, wait a minute. Hello, let's get back into it. I'm sorry. I have to go to Trump tweets on agenda21radio.news website. Here we go. Oh, okay. So 47 minutes ago. Yes, you're hearing it right here, just a few minutes old. It says here, a government shutdown would be devastating to our military, something the Dems care very little about. God. Listen, this is nothing. This is governance by tweet. Trump tweet. Chip would be a long-term, not a 30-day. We need the wall for the safety and security of our country. We need the wall to help stop the massive inflow of drugs from Mexico, now rated the number one most dangerous country in the world. If there is no wall, there is no deal. No DACA deal. Okay. We'll be going to Pennsylvania. This is 2 hours ago. That one was an hour ago. You're going to be supporting Rick Scannone running for Congress in a special election on March 13th. Rick is a great guy. You know, it's like I say this about Larry Verga. He's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. And they're just throwing fits right now. Listen, I know it's rather random when I throw somebody's name out there, right? You know, I love torturing my audience. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Anyway, this is something 14 hours ago. Despite some very corrupt and dishonest media coverage, there are many great reporters, and I respect a lot of them. Okay, now this is another thing. I'm going to save. This is another thing. Okay, we have all been hearing. I think we've been hearing. Where are we going here with this? Okay, we've all been hearing that Donald J. Trump. I can't believe I did that. Okay, Donald J. Trump has done something very, very interesting. He's had these awards. Trump announces fake news award winners. So that's why that tweet came out. This is from InfoWars, by the way. And yes, InfoWars, you can use the New California State map if you want. Trump announces 2017 fake news award winners. Trump announces tweet winners. Here we go. Okay, is there an audio to this? I don't know. Do we have them? Oh, here we go. Here we go. The fake news award winners. This is going to be an ongoing thing, isn't it? And without further ado, let's go here as provided by GOP.com. All right, so we're taking this from InfoWars. So this is where it's coming from. InfoWars. I've got to turn up the volume here so we can blast it out. 2017 was a year of unrelenting bias, unfair news coverage, and even downright fake news. Studies have shown that over 90% of the media's coverage of President Trump is negative. Here are the winners. But I want to see this other little connect the dot here that we've got going on. Is there something else that we can chime into? Provided by GOP.com. Here we go. The highly anticipated 2017 fake news. Number one. Below are the winners. Number one, the New York Times, Paul Krugman, claimed on the day of President Trump's historic landslide victory that the economy would never recover. Paul Krugman says markets will never recover from Trump. Oh, then Dow hits record high. Of course, we know what's going on with that, right? Number one, that's absolutely. Okay, number two is ABC News' Brian Ross chokes and sends markets into a spiral with false report. Okay, CNN, number three. CNN falsely reported that candidate Donald Trump and his son Donald J. Trump Jr. had access to hacked documents from WikiLeaks. Now, I can tell you as a fact, because I've seen the documents, and I saw the documents in December of 2017 and before, actually, because we got an inside access at Agenda 21 Radio. CNN botches dates and accurate reports Trump campaign had WikiLeaks sneak. So that's number three, CNN. Time falsely reported that President Trump removed a bust of Martin Luther King from the Oval Office. Yeah, there we go. This is going back to Obama getting rid of the bust of Winston Churchill. All right. That was number four. Number five. How much time? Okay, number five. Washington Post falsely reported that the president's massive sold-out rally in Pensacola, Florida was empty. Dishonest reporters showed picture of empty arena hours before crowds started pouring in. Now, that was Dave Weigel who did that. Dave Weigel. Perseverating on bad news. Okay, CNN falsely edited a video to make it appear President Trump defiantly overfed fish during... What? Oh, my God. Defiantly overfed fish. I'm serious. This is CNN fake news. During a visit with the Japanese Prime Minister, Japanese Prime Minister actually led the way with the feeding. Okay. CNN again. Boy, CNN's racking them up. Falsely reported about Anthony Scaramucci's meeting with a Russian, but retracted it due to a significant breakdown in process. Three CNN employees resigned over retracted stories on Russian ties. Here's another one. Number eight. This is Newsweek. Falsely reported that Polish First Lady Agata Kornhauser Duda did not shake President Trump's hand. Of course, there's the picture. CNN falsely reported former CIA. Oh, we're going to come back to this because this mentions James Comey. Our little boy, James Comey. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back. We're back. Okay, so what do we got? This whole thing I find absolutely exquisite in regards to CNN employees resign. This whole thing about the fake news awards. Okay, now we're at everything CNN time. There's CNN seems to be the big winner in all this. Anyway, this is the one we left off with. CNN falsely reported that former FBI Director James Comey would dispute President Trump's claim that he was told he is not under investigation. Okay, so CNN falsely reported that former FBI Director James Comey would dispute President's claim. And, of course, that didn't happen. Comey told Trump he was not under investigation. Sources tell CNN Comey to testify he never told Trump. Okay. Hit number 10. New York Times guilty of large screw-up on climate change story. Oh, my goodness. And, of course, the fake news award-winning document says, the New York Times falsely claimed on the front page that Trump administration had hidden a climate change report. This comes from the Washington Post. This is their statement. I read it first. New York Times guilty of large screw-up on climate change story. Number 11, and I think this is the last one. And last but not least, Russian collusion. Russian collusion is perhaps the greatest hoax perpetrated on the American people. There is no collusion. Donald Trump wrote this, when did he write this? This is January 5th, 2018. Well, now that collusion with Russia is proving to be a total hoax, and the only collusion is with Hillary Clinton, the FBI, Russia, the fake news media mainstream, and his phony new book out at every new front imaginable. They should try winning an election. Sad. Okay, so this is the statement that came out of this, though, to sort of give you point by point what's happened to the Trump administration during the last year. It says, while the media spent 90% of the time focused on negative coverage or fake news, the president has been getting results. Number one, the economy has created nearly 2 million jobs and gained over $8 trillion in wealth since the president's inauguration. African Americans and Hispanics are enjoying the lowest unemployment rate in recorded history. The president signed historic tax cuts and relief for hardworking Americans not seen since Ronald Reagan. The president, its plans to cut regulations has exceeded 2 out of every 1 in mandates, issuing 22 deregulation actions for every new regulation. Says the president has unleashed an American energy boom by ending Obama-era regulations and approving the Keystone Pipeline, auctioning off millions of new acres for energy exploration, and opening up ANWR. That's up in Alaska. ISIS is in retreat, having been crushed in Iraq and Syria. President Trump followed through on his promise to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the State of Israel and instructed the State Department to begin to relocate the embassy. With President Trump's encouragement, this is number 8, more member nations are paying their fair share for the common defense in the NATO alliance. And number 9, signed the Veterans Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act to allow senior officials in the VA to fire failing employees and establish safeguards to protect whistleblowers. And number 10, President Trump kept his promise and appointed Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch to the United States Supreme Court. Well, well, well. We don't need to be fussy now, do we? That is what Donald J. Trump has done. I hate it when a plan comes together now, don't you? And they're bitching and they're moaning and all that good stuff. Here's a little side note about all this stuff that's going on. Then we're going to get into some meaty stuff in the next hour. Best drama inside Harvey Weinstein's frantic final days. That's a post up there. And here's another one. Movie theater attendance hits 24-year low. I'm so shocked. Hollywood unethical for starring chimpanzees and orangutans in films. Star Wars. Toy sales fall as movie tie fatigue sets in. That's kind of interesting. Brigitte Bardot slams hashtag MeToo publicity-seeking actress. Hypocritical and ridiculous. Brigitte Bardot. Update, anyway. Okay, so other things going on. It's absolutely... absolutely amazing. I'm just disgusted with the whole movie people. And, you know, Americans are making better movies on YouTube. It's just wonderful to see this explosion. Now, there's Vimeo and there's other sources out there for besides YouTube and the Google source. I'm a big proponent of that because this whole Google business and Google and YouTube are the same. Okay, let's make that very, very clear. They're censoring like crazy. And this is the thing that I think is really sad for our society and for our country is when you have... And that's why there's antitrust legislation pending for Google. Google, Apple, all these other ones out there, Twitter, Amazon, antitrust thing. And this is going to happen. It is going to happen. Just, you know, that's my opinion. It has to. I mean, just like AT&T, the last big time... breakup was AT&T, American Telephone and Telegraph. Boy, isn't that an old one. Now, think about it. AT&T broke up in 1984. Talk about Orwell. And I remember that specifically because my wife was working as an AT&T employee and in management. And, of course, that was a big deal. That was a big, big deal going down. And the breakup into the baby bells, and it exploded into the telephony that we have today. You know, all the telephone companies, the small companies, because you had basically AT&T, which was the mother of all telephone companies, and controlled all the local ma bells, as they were called, the baby bells. I'm hearkening back. And these things were just taken and exploded, if you will. Now, you still have them, but nothing like they used to be at all. And, of course, a big industry came about. And we've gotten the benefit, right? We used to pay huge long-distance bills. Now we don't, hardly anymore. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, one, one, zero. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, wow. So these are the things that are happening right now. A new press release has been put out by New California State. New California State has just put out a press release. Go to their website, newcaliforniastate.com, to read the press release. The first grievance will be rolled out on the 23rd. The first grievance will be rolled out on the 23rd, and it will be involving Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution of the United States of America. So this will be read, and it will be read in three locations around California, and will not, I repeat, will not be, we will not be letting you know where that is until probably Monday, the 21st, where those three locations are. So just to kind of give you a heads up, and we feel that distributing, getting the diaspora of the Declaration of Independence process and the grievances to a greater venue, it was the right thing to do. So anyway, okay, a lot of things going on. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Please feel free to email me, paul@821r.com. I've been overwhelmed with emails, by the way. I understand. Phone calls, several hundred yesterday in one day. Who knows what's going to happen today? It's going to be ringing off the hook. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And we got a lot of things going on. Lots of things going on. So anyway, Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, my email, paul@a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.